Hi, I'm Dominique.
And I'm Laura.
And this is One Little Podcast,
a look into our Disney-fied lives
and ways to bring a little magic into yours.
Welcome to some bonus content for One Little Podcast, our episode, What to Pack for a Disney Vacation. Laura is here to tell you all the essentials to bring if you're traveling on a Disney vacation with small children. Go ahead, Laura, take it away.
Okay, so, you know, I can talk a lot. We're going to keep it quick. We wanted to do this as a separate episode because we both talk a lot, right? So we just chatted about all the things to pack. Here are some essentials that I have found that have really helped taking a child to Disney. To be clear, Bellamy is now 3.5. So I have experience from 3.5 down. Her first trip was at 6 weeks. So older kids, I haven't gotten there yet. Any tips and tricks, you can send it to our Instagram and we'll definitely share, but this is what I have for you. So something that is the most important to me that's been important at every stage is bringing your own stroller and not renting one. If there is a reason why you can't bring a stroller, I'm sure that there are reasons. The rentals are great, but I really like having your child be comfortable. Bellamy is not a stroller napper or a napper in general, but just that there was a place where when she was little, like it was her stroller, it was her thing. She knew the feel. I feel like that's really important. And especially when they're little kids, like under a year, stroller fan. I know we talked about as an adult, I love my neck fan, stroller fan. It gets so hot for those little kids and they just, I don't know if they just always look hotter than we are or they actually regulate their body temperature different, but get them a stroller fan. Anything comfortable from home. So Dominique and I bring hair towels for a child. What does that look like? We let Bellamy bring one or two of her favorite stuffed animals. When she was still using a pacifier, she used the Wubbonub. So it was like the pacifier with the little dolls at the bottom. So we would bring those. If your child has a lovey, like, or a blanket or just something that is comfortable to them, definitely bring that along. It's good to have like one in the hotel room and one to go, or have an extra in case something falls on a bathroom floor, God forbid, because I've had things fall on bathroom floors and that's my limit. It's got to go in the wash at that point. So, that's definitely a important thing. This is kind of a weird one, but one or two kids' books, anything to keep them occupied on the plane, or if they're bored or overstimulated at Disney, like closing them in their stroller and giving them a book, I think is nice. And it's just another comfort item from home. So that's something that we usually will let Bellamy bring. I want to say I'm a no screen mom. Dominique knows that's not true. So now that Bellamy is older, we purchased a Kindle Fire and we take that for the plane. And she sometimes uses it in the room, but for the most part, it's really for the plane ride. Those poor kids, we're all on our screens on the plane, right? Everyone's watching a movie. Everyone's, you know, checking their emails or doing whatever. So we just pre-download some movies on there, usually on the Disney Plus app, whatever she's into at the time. She has some set games on there and that kind of helps keep her busy. And she has matching, it came as a set, it was really cute, like matching headphones to her Kindle Fire. So, we definitely love, price-wise, we love the Kindle Fire compared to the iPad. The only downside is you cannot screen lock a Kindle Fire. I have tried. I have asked other moms. An iPad will lock on a movie. A Kindle Fire will not. I do not know why it would not do that, but it doesn't. Thinking of planes, if your child's at an age where you have to buy a seat, you might consider a plane car seat. It depends on your comfort level. When Belle was two, we brought one and it felt useful because she was little and it would feel silly to put a two-year-old in that little seat. But now that she's bigger and three, it's not worth dragging. So it's just something to think, what's your comfort level for the plane? What makes you feel like they're more secure? Germ wise, I love putting her in her own car seat because she's not touching the seat, but it's also a lot to drag through, well, the airport, and then to drag through the small aisle on the plane. I mean, oh, Dominique, you would not want to fly with us. It takes a lot of stuff. It takes a lot of stuff to get us there. So that's definitely like a personal preference. Like I would say, like her first trip when she was two, I liked having it. But now that she's a little bit bigger, I feel like she's very secure. She's very secure in that seat. Something else. If your child is noise sensitive or if they're under a year old, noise canceling headphones. So not anything that connects to a device, but just something that like you would literally put over their ears to keep the noise out, has been a lifesaver for us. When Bellamy was a baby, we saw the fireworks and put them on her. She didn't care. She was 6 weeks old, but you don't want them to like get that noise. And now she's a little iffy about like really loud noises. And so that has saved us a lot of tears. She knows she can put her headphones on and it makes her feel comfortable. And they're like, I think we got a pair for under $20 on Amazon. So that was really important. Toddlers, not now that she's older, but I like bringing her own snack cup because they don't know how to use bags. Bellamy can use a bag now. They don't know how to use bags when they're little and it gets very messy. So I always like having a snack cup around, just something you could rinse out in the hotel and just, you can put anything in it, but that way it doesn't make a big mess.
I too would like a snack cup.
I would as well. I have a lot of them. Do you want me to bring one for you this next trip?
Possibly. I'd possibly like a snack cup.
Yeah. You can just put anything in it and it can make you really happy. You can put a margarita in it. It doesn't matter.
Nobody knows.
Yeah. No, they're good. They're good. I mean, to be honest, I mean, we kind of always have our own snack cups, don't we? Like we're always carrying snacks for ourselves. So
a quick aside, people have always told me like, oh, you're going to be such a great mom someday. Like you always have snacks. And I always look at them and I'm like, those are my snacks.
Whoa.
I will carry extra snacks when I need to.
Right.
But I will not be giving anyone these snacks.
These are mine. These are mine. Yeah. I had to learn the difference. And I also had to learn that sometimes your child doesn't care that they're your snacks. And today I was handing her back my carrots, but if I would have given her her own carrots, that would have been an issue. So children, gotta love them. excuse me. These are my last things, and these are more baby items, but these were things that really saved us like at 6 weeks, at 6 months, under a year, maybe even up to a year and a half. If you are someone who likes to baby wear, bring your baby carrier. I love to baby wear, especially when they're itty bitty little just balls of baby. So like her trip for her 6 week, when she was 6 weeks old, I had my Moby wrap and I taught my whole family how to tie it. And she basically just was on the front of one of us the entire time. And it's just great because they, at that age, they don't complain. They just sleep and eat and move on. But it can really help your back if you're have like a 6 month old or a 1 year old and you want to like forward face them or put them on your back, or can save your back and your hips some tortures, because those kids get heavy real fast, especially in that heat. And then the last thing, and this depends on what you do. Obviously, if you are a formula family, you would have all of your formula stuff. If you are a breastfed family, which we were, I brought my pump items and extra bottles, because when Belle was little, we always traveled with family. And we always had family willing to take her if we wanted to go spend an hour at a different park or do a dinner reservation or something. So it's a pain to pack. But if you have your pump stuff, and a bottle and a family member willing to take your baby, you might get an hour of alone time with your spouse, or you might, you know, you might have someone take the baby and a group of you goes and does a ride, but then you kind of have food available for those little ones that can't quite eat snacks yet. You know, it's a bigger deal when they can't, you know, get into like goldfish or anything, but that was a big thing that saved us. I think it was the trip when Belle was 6 weeks old, Sean and I did the Magic Kingdom after hours. Because neither of my sisters wanted to do it. And my mom was like, give us the baby. And so I think it was like 3 hours or so. And we had like some pumped milk and they were fine. And we picked her up and she didn't know a difference. So she had a great time with her grandma. So those are just a couple things that have saved us. And we have certainly had lots of trial and errors. Always extra diapers, extra underwear if they're potty trained, always an extra pair of clothes at the park. Almost every trip we have to buy an outfit because I always forget that rule. Belle doesn't care because she loves it, but those have just saved us. So I hope that helps you. If you have older kids, let us know what works for you. If you have younger kids and there's something on this list that I didn't list, I mean, please message us on our Instagram, One Little Podcast. Let us know. We'd love to share just kind of things that will help everyone make their Disney experience a little more magical.
I love that. I think those are great tips because, again, we said, you know, this is a bonus episode. Hopefully you guys have already listened to kind of the prequel episode to this about what we bring when we go on a Disney vacation. But
yeah, this made sense. This wasn't just a random.
Disney isn't a place, again, like going to the Cape or down the shore or Hilton Head or, you know, Myrtle Beach, wherever you might enjoy traveling, even, you know, wine country. It's not somewhere you really want to take up time either getting in your car if you drive or hopping in an Uber and going off property. Mm-hmm. To run to a Target, to, you know, go to a Carter's or a baby type store, a toddler mm-hmm. store. You want to have that time in the parks. And
yeah.
I've been that person. We've done it when we've had a car, we've had to go off property and grab something real quick. And I don't care how close that Target is, you hop on and it's a solid hour of your yeah. day and of your trip. And it's, you know, it is what it is. You do what you have to do. But mm-hmm. again, especially, you know, my husband and I are two adults. We don't have a child yet. Having a kid, that's adding getting them in the car, or is just one of you going to go? Is just one of you yeah. going to Uber? And who wants to do it? And where are you going to go? And again, it might be paying for an extra suitcase or jamming it all in one suitcase, or you bring the clothes and your husband's suitcase, your significant other's suitcase has the extra stuff, however you yeah. split it up. But I think having the stuff on that list, again, just makes for a better, happier, magical place on earth.
Yes, I agree completely. I mean, we've had to do all of those things. Like I said, we still once a trip wind up having to buy an outfit for Belle because I didn't pack an outfit in the bag.
It's true. It's true. I get the picture. It's,
yeah. I mean, she's always real excited, but I'm like, oh my gosh, again. But a little girl's clothes are so cute. It's like hard to not buy them anyway. One thing too that I didn't think of is any of the resorts have, any of the parks have a baby center. We can talk about that in a different episode, but any of the resorts in their convenience stores, their hotel stores, whatever you want to call it, has a section with some baby items. So if you are stuck on an essential, diapers, diaper rash cream, especially in the heat, you know, you always need that. There's even some, if your kid is older, like children's medicine items, I think, check there first before you go off property. And the brand of diapers that they carry is Huggies, because that's the one that has all the Disney prints on it, which just happened to be the ones that fit Belle the best. So we always knew like, okay, I can pack this many diapers, but they also will have some if we run out, and they'll have swim diapers. So always check there first before you run off property. They have more than then you would think I'm always happily surprised when I head over to that section. So
I know the baby care center in Hollywood Studios, the little like kiosk, I guess you would call it, outside of that is very well stocked also with like some adult items in the parks. The first 2 years we went down, Justin actually got a really bad cold.
Oh no.
And we were like, we can't keep going off property to get you medicine. Like you're going through a, like a box a day.
Right.
And they had like cold medicine. They had Pepto there. So they also, if you don't have a baby reason to go to said baby center, they also tend to carry things like that, that you might need, that you might not think of to bring on your trip. I know, like Laura said in the original episode, I always bring my headache medicine as well, but I don't necessarily bring, you know, a whole slew of things. Mm-hmm. And I know for sure the one in Hollywood Studios, I'm assuming the other ones do too, are pretty well stocked on that stuff. Again, like you said, surprisingly well stocked. It's not just like, here's one thing, hope it's what you need. It's a pretty good variety.
Yeah, there definitely is. And if you don't find it in the baby center, the first aid center is usually right next to the baby center. So if you're looking for an adult item, like I know that I've shockingly been in the park, got a headache, didn't have headache medicine. And if you, I would say like, do you have Tylenol? And they'll give it to you depending on what it is. Like they would like give me 2 Tylenol. I had to sign a paper and like left. It's really convenient. One day we should talk about the baby centers and I can tell you how my mom strolled into one with a beer to hold Belle, who was 6 weeks old, the same trip, because it was too hot in Animal Kingdom. And my mom was like, just go ride the rides. This is great. This is everything I ever wanted. I got a beer. I got the baby. It's air conditioned. Just go. And I was like, oh good God, mom, they're not going to let you back. She's like, it's one beer.
So someday we're going to have both Haley and then Patty on our podcast and you guys are just in for a treat.
She'll tell you all of her Disney math trips with those blankets we talked about last time.
Love her.
So yeah, that's what I got for you guys. And like I said, please message us if you think of anything else. We'd love to share that and just kind of be a place where we can share good tips, because there's always room for another good tip, right?
Yes. Thank you guys so much for checking out this bonus episode, and we will see you next time.
See ya.